All right. Welcome to Tomfoolery. My name's Abby. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Wednesday. That was Intro by The Lazy Eyes, which I thought was very fitting for the first song. I really love that album and The Lazy Eyes. If you were into like kind of psychedelic-y, rocky-ish music, I would totally recommend checking out that album. It's called Songbook. Today's a bit of a rainy day, but it's actually warm, so that's nice. It should be like a little warmer this week, which I'm really happy about. I saw my friend posted this meme yesterday that was like, "Thank you ExxonMobil for the 65 degree day in February." I was like, "Yeah, thank you ExxonMobil." But yeah, I think the vibe of today, like everything I have queued, is just kind of like cutesy indie music. Because again, we're in like safe harbor hours, so I don't really want to play like rap, because I don't really like see the point in playing like clean rap, you know what I mean? But I don't know. All right, I'll just play more music. Next up is going to be by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and it's a song called Swim and Sleep Like a Shark. All right, here we go.
Sweet, cool, darling.
All right, that was Poem by US Girls. I'm now trying talking over the music. I'm gonna see how that goes. So up next is another US Girls song called Time. This album is really dope. It's called A Poem Unlimited. I was listening to it a lot last spring, so I hope you enjoy. That was Time by the US Girls. And I really like that song because I like the like weird part in the middle where there's just like kind of a bunch of random noises. That whole album, I tried to say this in the beginning of the song, but I'm learning how to talk over the music. I'm getting used to it still. But that whole album's really great. It's a really like diverse album. Like every song is a little different and unique and, yeah, really awesome album overall. Up next, I think I'm going to play some Avalanches. I think I'm going to play The Divine Chord. So yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Chameleons by the South Hill Experiment. Okay, so the next song that I'm gonna play has kind of a long story behind it, and this story has basically set the tone for my life for the last, like, year. The next song I'm gonna play is called Insomnia by Superfan, and last January, like a year and a month ago, I was skiing at Bachelor in Oregon, where I'm from, and I was listening to this song, and I was about a week away from doing a semester abroad in Madrid, and I was kind of high on life, you know what I mean? Like, I was about to take a break from Tufts and go to a new country, and I wasn't going to take any hard classes while I was there. Like, everything was going to be chill. And I go skiing, and I'm, like, way too confident, and I, like, start ski jumping, which, like, I have some experience doing, but not, like, a lot. And I wipe the F out, and I end up busting both my ACLs, fully tearing my right ACL, partially tearing my left, or spraining my left ACL, bone bruises on all my bones in my legs, muscle strains on every muscle in my legs. Like, it was horrific. It was, like, a horrible accident. I rolled down the mountain. I rolled over a tree. Like I smushed the tree down as I rolled on top of it. And so then I moved to Madrid to, I had to delay Madrid for a week, moved to Madrid, got wheelchaired through the hospital to Madrid. And while I was there, hobbled around on crutches for the first, like, 2 weeks. And then I had a cane for a couple weeks. And then it was just, like, me and my knee braces hobbling around Madrid. And it was brutal. I mean, Madrid was beautiful, but, like, I was in constant pain all the time. And, basically, then I got surgery on my right leg, the one with a fully torn ACL, in June of last year, 2023. And it is now February 2024, and my healing is going really bad. I have tendonitis in both legs. Most people can, like, walk 10,000 steps a day and go down the stairs about 3 to 4 months after their surgery, and that's when they start jogging. So I'm at about 8 months now. It's almost March, so almost 9 months, and I can't go down the stairs. I can't jog. And, yeah, it's, like, really been really brutal for my, like, mental health and social life. Like, I don't go out. I'm probably not going to go out this weekend, because every time I go out, I'm, like, in a ton of leg pain the next day, and it's in both my legs. My PT isn't going well, so I have to meet with another orthopedic surgeon, and, like, it's a whole thing. And it's been a really, really big downer in my life for the last year. And so I just wanted to play that song, because honestly, this song is, like, the butterfly effect for, like, the most most difficult year of my life, definitely most painful year of my life, and one of the most isolated, because even though I'm, like, a senior in college and I went abroad and all this stuff, it's just been, like, a lot of pain and a lot of skipping out on stuff like that, which is tough. And on top of that, since it's approaching the middle of the show, it is a very expensive thing to be majorly injured for a full year. And with that, we have a PSA about numbers to think about worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the U.S. comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, so I think it's no secret that American healthcare is super, super expensive. Also, I'm from Oregon, and Tufts is in Mass, obviously. So I have to pay for all of my healthcare costs with my out-of-network benefits, and it's just, like, super expensive. And also, my friend Jenna, shout out Jenna, she works in biotech, and she was telling me how basically the reason that the U.S. has such a bad healthcare system, or excuse me, other countries, like, you know, everybody knows that it's like a joke that U.S. has terrible healthcare system, and in other countries, the government lobbies down drug prices in order to allow those drug companies to sell products in their country. And the U.S. doesn't really lobby down any prices except like Medicare, maybe Medicaid. I don't really know. And she was telling me that, like, basically, because you're producing drugs in America and all the R&D comes from America, you need to make profit in order to keep producing drugs. And so other countries, when they do research for drugs, which is much less common than American drug companies doing it, they are comfortable with, so, like, let's say, like, England manufactures some drug and then they want to sell it to the English people, and England makes them make the price lower so that it's affordable. The only way that that innovation is sustainable is if American citizens are comping the difference, because Americans are going to have to pay way more for the medication, and that's what allows that British pharma company to keep producing medicine. And so basically every other country craps on us for our healthcare system, and our healthcare system objectively sucks, but also we are the reason that innovation can happen in every other country, because they know that the Americans are going to pay it back and that they're going to keep developing because American citizens are bankrolling their drug development. And same in America, like, they can't, if you develop a new drug in whatever, Silicon Valley, or I don't know if they develop drugs there, but whatever, if you develop a drug in America, you need to make the money back so you can keep producing. And obviously you're first going to start it on American markets, so you need to charge an arm and a leg for it. And yeah, so that's my rant about being injured, American healthcare, and how our healthcare system basically lets every other country have a good healthcare system that's more affordable. And if Americans weren't paying an arm and a leg for all of our medicines, then the other countries would have to pick up the slack. But instead, America picks up the slack for all the other countries that, yeah, for all the other countries. And we just eat the funds. And so, yeah, that's my rant about American healthcare. And with that being said, I am now going to play you the song that sent me into a one-year circus, what's it called, merry-go-round with American healthcare and also Spanish healthcare, because while I was in Madrid, I was getting PT done there and seeing doctors there and da-da-da. So anyway, this song is dedicated to the American and global healthcare systems. This is Insomnia by Superfan. Ski safe, ladies and gents. We'll be right back. Yeah, so I hope you could hear in that song, like, all the beat, not like beat drops, but like pauses and then it starts again really intensely that caused me to think that I could ski jump, and like, I was trying to like land on the beats and stuff like that, and then I just super wiped out and it basically ruined the next year. So yeah, I'm basically in a ton of leg pain every day, including today. So that was insomnia, my canon event, like my villain origin story, like the actual reason for any sadness I've ever felt. Okay, next song, The Ark's Eyes. JK, actually, it's Maps by Star Effer. All right, now up next is gonna be Eyes by the Arcs.
Forever, well, at least until tomorrow, when I come to see you, crying hallelujah. Thank you.
All right, that was Brand New Baby Girl, BNBG, by Joe, aka Steve Harrington from Stranger Things, another great album. Playing lots of songs from fave albums today. I haven't been, like, I feel, like, weird when I have my show because, honestly, like, the last 2 months I have been listening to, like, no music at all. So this is just kind of, like, very random assortments of things. But we only have 10 minutes left, so I have a couple last things queued up. The next two songs are by an artist I have really loved for a long time called Evan McIntosh. You guys might know their song, What Dreams Are Made Of. The two I'm going to play are called Cumulonimbus, and then I'll play Electricity. Actually, today in recitation, I went online. There's this website called Neil.fun, N-E-A-L.fun. And it's like, I guess this guy named Neil who like made a bunch of games on a website. And one of them is like a space elevator. And you just like scroll up and you like, it like teaches you facts about space. And I saw a cumulonimbus cloud, because it's like a type of cloud that is specifically related to like thunderstorms. Like those are the thunderstorm clouds. Like if it's ever hailing or storming or anything, it's a cumulonimbus cloud. And the song is really cool because Evan puts like, you know, thunder sound effects and stuff. And then after that, I'm gonna play off their newer release, which is from 2021, so still not like new, which is called Electricity, and that's another song that I really love, like, has a very special place in my heart. And yeah, all right, let's play some Evan. So, Cumulonimbus, let's do it.
Never ever were you mine. You never belonged to me. My kingdom in the sky was always hard to reach. Try ladders, planes, and spaceships, but they were never high enough. All this work and dedication for some ordinary love. Baby, when it rains, it pours. Rain down. Thank you. Oof.
Tempo changes.